Los Dioses del Marketing es una producción de www.genio.sol, agencia digital y de contenido.
Los Dioses del Marketing.
Bienvenidos, bienvenidos a Los Dioses Responden, esta serie de programas pequeños que tenemos después del programa que hacemos para la Radio Real, Gonzalo Oliveros, El Bajío.
Exacto.
Alberto Cruz, Bobia, lo pudimos rescatar
de una junta, me robaron.
Estaba afuera del bar La Burbuja, en Eje Central.
Tirado,
oliendo feo, alcohol, moscas.
Después
pero
de
todo eso. Así
no
fue,
me acuerdo, Bobia. Así quedaste.
Ya quedó. Ya se ve presentable.
Kim y Julio nos acompañan nuevamente ya para el cierre de este programa. Y bueno, en esta pequeña cápsula el tema es cómo decidiste dedicarte a lo que te dedicas, Kim. ¿En qué momento de tu vida dijiste, este es mi camino?
This is it. You know what? I'll start by telling a funny story. So I had an interview a couple of years ago. And it was like one of those where I thought it was going to be, yes, it's going to about, you know, this is what we do in the company, da, la, 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 la. And then here comes the question. He says, so what do you tell young people that wants to become an innovator? At that moment, I realized two things. A, I was old. Like, it was very, very old. Instantly, I was like, oh, no, this was not good, right?
I'm young people.
Exactly. I was like, Why don't you ask the old people, right? And the second thing is like, what advice do you give? So here was the only thing I could come up. So let's say, Mies van der Rohe already said, you know, less is more and form follows function and all these things. The only thing I have name to claim for is this person, as I said, is embrace coincidence. And why is that so important when you want to be an innovator? Is because there is no specific path. There is universities today that will offer lots of innovation programs. Mm-hmm. The question I'm always asking myself is, does it make innovators? I'm not so sure it does. And forgive me to everybody that's listening that spent lots of money on this.
Sobre todo si es padre de familia.
I know, I'm most likely going to be
all
hated.
The poor fathers.
Exactly. It's like, why didn't we pay $20,000 for this? Uh-huh. So by the way, let's start in the funny corner. I'm an architect. My father was an architect. He didn't build houses. And I am an architect. I never build a house. So don't ask me to do that. So clearly it's not the way. But what it did do, and this is maybe step number one in being an innovator, it is being able to understand a process, right? If you build a house, this beautiful room we're in right now, you can't come day one and say, I'm going to paint the walls or I'm going to put the sofa in. It's like a step-by-step. First, I need a foundation, la fundación. Then I need the walls. Then I need this. And it comes in a sequence, right? After each other. Number one. Number two is you need to be curious.
And creative.
Yes.
Because you are not an engineer. The engineer is
yeah. You know, I follow
square. Yeah. The book.
Exactly. Where you need to break the frame all the time, right? And I think, so we had this funny analogy in the show together. Remember the muscle, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's a matter of then just starting. Like, if I go to the gym, I am exhausted within 4 minutes, right? Like, it's like, oh, no. Get me out of here. But if I'm in innovation, I'm like, whoa, I can do this. And it's the same thing. The first day is going to be awful. It's going to be really hard. You're most likely not going to get any good ideas. And then it's going to get easier and easier and easier and easier. So 101. What if you want to be an innovator, what do you do? First of all, you need this paradox. You need to know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. Right? And then you need to then say, hey, what can I test this on? Like what and paper is a good place to start, right? Just sketching things or doing things, right? And then truly imagine that there are no boundaries. If there is no boundaries, no limitations, right? Like the engineer, there's a boundary here, there's a boundary here. But if you think that everything is a boundary, you're not going to get anywhere, right? You're going to just build walls. And then you need to say, how do I get out of this? And the best thing to do with this is finding the moment that you get good ideas. And we all know that moment. Okay, I'll give you an example. A lot of people go to the shower and then they get good ideas, right? Some people go on a picnic and sit in the grass and then they get good ideas. And it is often, just so you know, and my personal favorite is I go to bed it's dark. And then I get a great idea. And then I learn how to write and sketch in the darkness. So I do that every, you know, very often. What happens? Here's what happens. This is physics or you know, the human science. It is because our brain knows what it's supposed to do when we're in a shower. We've done it thousands of times. We know how to, you know, apply.
You break the routine?
Yeah. And therefore, it gives our brain the space and the time to think of other things while it's doing a task, either being in the bed, being in the shower, going for a walk, whatever it is that we're having. And we all know when we get good ideas.
It's so mechanical.
It's a mechanical, and therefore it...
You can wake up your brain.
Exactly. You wake up the brain. And in that moment, that's the one you need to nourish. So if you know that he's going for a walk in a forest, go for more walk in the forest. You know, if it is to have a shower, bring a wetsuit and just stand there for the whole day, right?
And so, don't waste water, please.
I know, I'm so sorry. Maybe we as innovators, we cost the environment so much. So it is...
I lost the paper.
And then I think it is this... there's two types of innovators. There's one to innovate for others. Like me and Julio, we innovate
it's
a lot
easier.
For others.
For right? me, it's easier.
To do it for others?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a job?
Yeah, we can tell.
You have to?
No? Yeah, absolutely. But it is. I mean, people pay us good money to do
and
that.
And it's for Monday.
It is for Monday. Oh, so, that's so funny. I don't know. Maybe my wife thinks I'm a workaholic. So maybe it I don't know if that's true or not. Then there's also people says, I'm going to innovate for myself, right? There's somebody that says, I can come up with this idea to do something that will change something, whatever that is. And I think that was much harder 20 years ago than today. Today, everybody can start a Kickstarter campaign. Anybody can launch something on Instagram for their friends and say, I'm making, you know, pies or dog sweaters or a dog, like whatever it is. So you can innovate within this field. And if enough people like it, they're going to, you know, support you. I think that's the magic that we're living in this moment. And just so you know, anybody that always says big companies have all the resources and they have all the money, I will tell you up front, they have bigger problems than you. Okay. The reason why we exist is because their problems is so much bigger than the little guy's problems. And they're much more complex, and we know how to solve them.
More expensive.
Much more expensive. They're millions or billions of dollars that is at stake, right? The little guy, they can do that. So you can say as a young person, what do I want to innovate? Do I want to innovate something new for the world that I will go and do? I become an entrepreneur? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to then be an innovator and then work for other brands? And you know, anybody wants, you know, send us an email, right? We love to nurture new great talent, but it's not as easy as people think, right? On some ends. And it is a muscle you train, right? Now I've been talking a lot. Am I right, Julio, or am I wrong?
Estás totalmente correcto.
Correo electrónico dioses@genio.fm.
El tema que de 18 años trabajando juntos, que tenemos Kim y yo. Yo llegué aquí a Design Success por una coincidencia. Nos presentaron, nos pusimos a platicar y de ahí yo como chef,
¿Así eres
calificado,
chef?
Soy chef administrador hotelero. Tengo 7 especialidades en cocina diferente. Pero también...
Cuchillo, tenedor.
Pero también Kim habla de los procesos. Y en la cocina es igual, claro, ¿no? Son procesos. Y procesos, obviamente, en temperaturas, en cocciones, en marinados, en cómo llevar todo eso a un buen puerto. Y también, en el momento en el que yo conocí a Kim y me empecé a empapar con todo el tema de los procesos en innovación y toda la forma de desarrollo y toda esta parte que nos fue llevando a lo que tenemos hoy en día... Yo como Kim igual duermo con un cuaderno al lado del buró y en la madrugada cuando me levanto y sale alguna idea para alguno de los proyectos de los clientes o para alguna idea interna en la empresa, la apunto y me vuelvo a dormir, ¿no? Entonces, siempre buscar esos espacios de innovación que te van llevando a que no existen las ideas malas, existen los momentos inadecuados para esa idea.
Bad moments.
Pero no hay ninguna idea mala. Y como siempre lo hemos dicho nosotros con nuestros clientes, el no, no está permitido en este momento. De allí en adelante, lo que venga y lo que se vaya filtrando en el tema de innovación, cómo llegar a ese momento, cómo llegar a ser el director general de Design Success hace 18 años, cuando tenía yo 26 años, ¿no? Que llegó Kim y entró a la oficina y dijo, acabo de correr al director general de la empresa en México y yo tenía 3 semanas de haber entrado a trabajar ahí y yo estaba como gerente de ventas. Y se volteó y me dijo, Julio, ven a mi oficina. Sí, Kim. Tienes una semana para hacer esto si no cerramos la oficina en México. Y de ahí en adelante tenemos 18 años trabajando juntos.
¿Qué innovación a huevo se llama en México. Innovó a huevo, ¿no? Ajá. Esa es otra manera de innovar.
Así
a huevo.
Es. Así
under
es.
Pressure.
So I think, let's talk about something fun. You, everybody can do this at home, okay? So Julio and I have for the last literally like 16, 17 years have this competition. Who has the best idea? Mm. Right? So that is seriously.
It's the one that is winning.
Yeah.
It's the one that is winning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he wins, right? This, by the way, is the fun thing. I have no idea about the score, but we, if you know that the other person's idea is better, you go. You have a point, right? And then you come next day and you get revenge and he goes, oh, I have a great idea. And then you need the other person to say, yes, it's a better idea.
Great process.
Exactly. And that's where everybody, if you sit at home and you go, I want to be an innovator, start this game. Because, and you get somebody that you really like, that you respect, and then you just start building on top of it. It's super fun. Nobody will ever win because there will always be a better idea, right? Always be an evolution. Always be the next step. And we have had a lot of fun.
The pressure that makes you create. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know what? And we come to this, right? You need... I think the deadlines are great, right? Because it pressures you to, you know, come up with something better and stronger and faster. And you know what? I think nothing should hold any back. And anybody that wants to be an innovator, I think everybody is an innovator, as we talked about before. But you, as long as you can kind of follow a structure and a process, and today was a fun day. Of course, there's a day where this is hard work. I'm like, you know, it's Monday and you need to get this done. And it is a process. But the reward is amazing. Like, there is nothing more rewarding than to see your idea come alive. It is the most passionate, powerful thing that ever, ever, ever happens. Like, when you have it. So, I remember, so we did an airline. So, Mexicana de Aviación, you know, with this new logo and everything. We did that. And yes, that was us. And no, we did not steal the money so that they went bankrupt. Okay. No, I wish, because then we wouldn't be here. Then. Exactly. No. But we changed everything over there. And I remember that day in that hangar when they revealed that airplane and it flew off. It was like getting a child. It was literally the most powerful thing ever. The same with the first soda that we came out with, you know, from Coke or whatever. All these things become so powerful. And once you trace this, you never, ever want to do something. I personally think I have the world's best job. We get to see and do something new all the time.
Okay.
And new things is the best thing in the whole world. Period.
No, pues así ya nos puso a estudiar a todos, ¿no? Ya, Kim para presidente. Muchas gracias a ambos por el gracias tiempo, por las tres entrevistas que tuvimos oportunidad de hacer con ustedes. No hay ni un segundo de desperdicio. O sea, es un diplomado acerca de una visión de negocio, ¿no? De puntos de creatividad y, pues, por supuesto, del pensamiento innovador que hoy es tan valioso, ¿no? Básicamente para cualquier industria. Ya no nos dio tiempo de hablar del servicio de salud en Dinamarca y poder entrar a detalle en ver en qué punto México está, porque ustedes ya saben, ¿no? Pero bueno, aparentemente aprecian los 30 minutos que gastan en ustedes cada que van al doctor Simi, amigos, ¿no? O sea, sí hay que llegar a ese punto. O sea, queda mucha información. Muchas gracias a ambos.
Gracias, muchas señores. Gracias a ustedes.
Muchísimas gracias para ti.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gracias. Nos escuchamos en el siguiente Dioses del Marketing. Gracias, Agustín. Gracias, Bobia. Gracias, Kim. Gracias, Julio. Muchas gracias. Y, bueno, todos los datos de ambos están en las descripciones y haremos un trabajo titánico para que, con la finalidad de que esto lo escuche la mayor cantidad de gente, también esté en la versión doblada en español.
Sí, ¿sabes? Gracias a Open English por el patrocinio.
Así es, así es. Sí, 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 muchas gracias. Ya ven que a Bobia le gusta doblada, entonces vamos a poner el programa en esa versión, como lo pide Bobia. ¡Nos vemos!
Los Dioses del Marketing.
Los Dioses del Marketing es una producción de www.genio.sol, agencia digital y de contenidos.